Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown became a U.S. Senator today. Vice President Joe Biden swore him in during a ceremony on the Senate floor.
Would you please raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all...
Brown assumes the seat long held by a Democrat, the late Senator Edward Kennedy. His GOP colleagues hailed his arrival, and their jubilation underscores a new reality for Senate Democrats. They no longer hold the 60-vote supermajority needed to block Republican filibusters. As NPR's David Wellner reports, any controversial initiatives will now need at least some Republican support to pass.
Even before Republican Scott Brown took the oath, Majority Leader Harry Reid was making overtures to his GOP colleagues to work with him rather than against him. This morning, Reid seemed almost wistful about the possibility that the now indispensable Republicans might join forces with Democrats to co-sponsor a new jobs bill.
I would hope that we can continue to move forward for a change on a bipartisan basis. We're going to do that if we can. We say about jobs as we've said about health care, we've said about energy, we've said about everything we've worked on the past year. We want to work with Republicans.
But will Republicans want to work with Democrats? Former Louisiana Democratic Senator John Breaux thinks so. Breaux was well known for collaborating with GOP colleagues. He predicts that because Republicans now have the power to stop bills and nominations, they'll use it judiciously.
With numbers come responsibility. And it's one thing if you're 60-40, I think it's different when it's 59-41. They have a greater responsibility to help find solutions to problems and not just be against everything.
The Senate's number three Republican, Lamar Alexander, says there's no question his party will be able to mount filibusters more easily now, and he says they may well have to do so, but he'd prefer not to.
Speaking for myself, I'd much rather be in a position where I'm working with Senator Webb to double nuclear power, where I'm working with Senator Carper to clean the air, where I'm working with Arne Duncan to pay good teachers more for teaching well. Most members of our caucus feel the same way. Now that we have 41 votes, maybe the administration will decide it wants to sit down and work with us in the middle rather than trying to say we won the election, we'll write the bill.
According to Georgetown University congressional expert Stephen Wayne, it behooves Senate Republicans this election year to show voters they can do more than just say no.
If all the Republicans can do is point to the legislation they prevented, I don't think that's a very sellable argument to most of the American electorate, particularly to independent voters. Republicans have to stand for something beyond opposition.
But another Congress watcher, George Washington University's Sarah Binder, doubts Senate Republicans will change much the way they've been voting.
Which is to really stick together on these major issues, particularly as in the run-up to congressional elections, the midterm elections. There seems to be both a policy incentive to disagree with the Democrats and a political partisan incentive to disagree with them.
Senate historian Don Ritchie says years ago it was normal that Republicans and Democrats would cross the aisle on key votes. He says it's lately become normal that they don't.
The two parties are much more internally cohesive than they ever were before. The ideological spectrum inside the Democratic conference and inside the Republican conference is much narrower than it was before. And they tend to vote together.
What everyone wants to know now is how the newest senator will vote. As he arrived on Capitol Hill this afternoon, now Senator Scott Brown was asked his position on what may be the Senate's next controversial vote, President Obama's nomination of Craig Becker to sit on the National Labor Relations Board.
You know, I'm an independent voter and thinker. I always have been. I'm going to spend some time this weekend looking at everybody's qualifications, and I'll make my decision known when I vote.
Brown may be the 41st vote for Republicans, but so far, it seems, he's making no commitments. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.